Testify and we say, Lord, without any outer of doubt in our heart, Lord, that there is none like thee, Lord. None can be likened unto thee, none can be compared unto thee, Lord. You are the Holy One God, O living God, the Holy One of Israel, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord God Almighty, the great and mighty conqueror. You are the Lord Jesus Christ, O living God. We say, blessed be thy name, Master. Lord Jesus, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, once again for this opportunity to be your divine presence, Lord, to hear your word, Master. Lord Jesus, we are looking unto thee, Lord, to help us once again this evening, Lord. May you help us, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, may the blessed Holy Spirit take perfect and absolute control of the service, Lord. May you bless all of us in your divine presence, Lord. Your word that will be echoed, O living God. Lord Jesus, let it, your word do something special in our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hear in us, Father. Speak through us, O God. Master, you must perform your signs and wonders and miracles, Lord, in the midst of your people, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Lord Jesus, at the time of prayer, may you help us to pray, Master, and not just inspire us to pray and give us faith, O living God, to believe our prayers, Heavenly Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Your children that will be on the hook line, we pray that you be with them, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, may the same blessing that will be unto us this evening be their portion, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remember our pastor, be with him, Heavenly Father. Perfect order concerning him, name, O living God. Thank you for granting all this request, Lord. Honor and glory be to thy great holy name, Master. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the midway prayer meeting once again this evening as we open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. We read verses 1 to 3. And after sitting down, we read the book of the last book of the New Old Testament, Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the heart be blessed. Let's sit down while we open our scripture also to the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Praise the Lord. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. This evening, by the grace of God, we want to just lay a background for this sermon, Israel and the Church. Brother Bram preached it five times. Israel and the Church, part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4, part 5. He started it on a series on Wednesday, and he finished it on Sunday. So we can't go through all the sermons chapter by chapter. But we are trying to bring out one of the key things that Brother Bram made known to us in those sermons. But the principle of that is behind the sermon is what we want to go through this evening as a background. Praise ye the Lord. Let's go to expectation. Sermon expectation that Brother Bram preached in 6102-05 morning. 6102-05 morning. I will read from paragraph 55 to paragraph 63. Expectation. Okay, thank you. I like that. See, it's positive. God said so, and that settles it. When God ever make a decision, he has to make it eternal. Now, I can make a decision, and 5 minutes have to go back and make another one because I was mistaken in that one. You can too, because we are finite. But God, being infinite, cannot make a mistake. He is the infallible, omnipotent, omnipresent, infinite God. Amen. When his decision is made, it's settled forever. He can't come back and say, I was wrong. He cannot do it. And if God made a decision in the beginning that on faith, if we believe his word, he will make every promise come true. Then God, see, is the infinite God to his promises. Cannot fail it. It must be that way. Is positive. You have to eat the spot if you will take his word. Believe it. Now, if he would have said, well, like churches say that, some ministers say that the days of miracle is past. God doesn't heal the people anymore. If he was ever called on the scene to a sick man and heal him upon the base of his feet. If another sick man comes to him, he is got to do the same thing, or he acted wrong when he healed this man. If he gives the one the Holy Ghost that obeyed him in the Bible, exactly as the promise, as he promised there in Acts 2:38, he said, the promise is unto you and to your children, even them are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If man meets those qualifications, God is obligated by his word to fill him with the Holy Ghost, because if he did it, then he made a mistake. And if God made a mistake, he's a man and not God. He is finite like we have. So you see, as Abraham's children, we take God's promises and just hold on to it. No matter what takes place, we hold right there just the same, because God said so, and that settles it. Now, you can't bluff it. You've got to have it. You just can't bluff it. It won't bluff. Satan is not, he knows whether you are bluffing or not. But when you are not bluffing, he knows it also. When something anchors down in your heart that you know that is so, then something is going to happen. Abraham believed that. He believed God. He took God at his word. And under the expectations, he waited 25 years with that expectation getting greater and greater. And then finally the baby was born, because he was expecting it. He separated himself. And if you will notice what it, if you notice what it waited for, God told him to separate himself from all of his kindred. And God never did bless him anymore till he obeyed him fully. As long as his father hung along, why? The whole fellow caused trouble. And then he got with Lot. And Lot caused trouble. And until his, and all until he separated himself and got away from all the unbelief, shook away from him. Then God came down and talked to him, and something happened. And when we got all the little disbelieving spirit away from us and just take God at his word, and I don't care what so and so said, or so and so said, God made the promise, I stand right there, then God will go to answer him. But remember, he blessed him, and he kept him, and so forth, or fed him, and led him, that is Abraham, from place to place. But he never fully blessed him, and gave him the promise, until he completely separated himself from every little thing of the world. Let his nephew go on down to Sodom if he wanted to, and the rest of them so and so. His father died. Then God told him, rise and look through the land I've given it to, and giving it all to you. Look east, north, and west, and south. I think that's the way. If a church, a people, ever come to a place where they completely separate themselves from the things of the world, then you can look through every promise in the Bible. It's all yours. Praise the Lord. I want to read another one. Jesus Christ the same. The Abraham preach. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever, that he preached in 630604. 630604. I will read paragraph 7 to 15. Paragraph 7 to 15. Okay. I believe in the Bible, being the full revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, I do believe that God can do things that's not written in the Bible, because he is God. But as long as we can find it in the Bible, as a promise, then we know it's true, because the word is true always. And so we believe him to keep his promise. I believe that he is almighty. I believe he is infinite. Being infinite, he knows all things. He knows all things. A million years before there was a world, he knew we will be set right here tonight. If it isn't, he isn't infinite. And if he isn't, he isn't God. So that the word, so we believe that the word, this Bible is the word of God. And therefore, that you can hang your soul upon any face of it. That's the only way you can have faith, is to believe you, is to believe you got it, as to have an, is to believe you got, faith has to have an anchoring place somewhere, and it must anchor on a place, and nothing can be more solid than the word of God, because the word is God. That's what the Bible teaches. Therefore, when God says anything in here, Eva can punctuate it with an amen. Anything that he says. Now, because him being infinite, omnipotent, omnipresent, he cannot be one without the other. And to be God, he has to be all of it. Now, therefore, as being finite like we are, this year we can work on something and we think we got it better. We got it perfect. Next year or maybe tomorrow, we have to change our mind. It's different. We find something better because we are finite. But he is infinite. So when he says a word is forever that way, it can never be improved. It can never be taken back. If God was caught on the scene in any case, and the way God acted on that scene the first time, he must forever act the same way when he's called on the scene again. Because if he acted different than he did the first time, then there is something wrong. It could not be perfect. See, therefore, he acted wrong when he acted the first time. If he acted second time differently than he did the first. Therefore, when God made a remedy for a man to be saved in the Garden of Eden, they tried to improve his remedy through 6,000 years and can never touch it. He made upon the basis of the shed of an innocent victim. And he is never it. We have tried to educate people to Christ. We have tried to denominate them to Christ. We have tried all kind of systems. But there is only one place that man can meet on a common ground and of worship. And that is under the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It's been that way from the beginning. Because he cannot change it. It's always the blood. The blood. And today, when we think that we are different from the other fellow and so forth, it just does not work. We must still accept that basis of the shed blood. And therefore, when God was called on the scene to heal a man, he healed a man upon the basis of his faith. And when he's called on the seed again, he will heal the next man the same way, or he acted wrong. If God ever did heal a man because he believed, and then the next man calls with the same kind of faith, God is obligated to do the same thing to the next man. If not, he is a respecter of persons and acted wrong in the first place. So you see, back to the word. I believe it with all my heart. Praise the Lord. We thank God that God is the same. God has never changed at any time. We will see by the time we start this teaching of the prophet, we will see things that God laid down. Israel and the church. There is no difference. May God help us. And may I say, brethren, that the word of God is not the wishes of God documented. Let me say that again. The word of God is not God's wishes documented. The word of God is what? Is God. Praise the Lord. And the word of God, Bible says that Jesus Christ said, the word that I speak unto you, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. And the Bible says that the word of God is powerful. Is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing of the soul and the spirit, and of the bone and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. Praise the Lord. That word, the word of God has life in itself. That word is a spirit and is the life. So the word of God is not a suggestion to any man. The word of God is God himself. And when we take that word to our heart, we have taken a seed of God to our heart. And if that seed is watered correctly, don't forget what Abraham said, the right mental attitude to any divine promise of God, right mental attitude to any divine promise of God, we do what? We bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. So the word of God is not a suggestion. The word of God is God. Like we say, Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ, when we say Jesus Christ is God, we are not saying it perfectly. Jesus Christ is God manifested in the flesh. And Jesus Christ is always God. Jesus Christ is the Word. Praise the Lord. May God help us. We are not this. We cannot do much. Just like I said, we are just laying the background. You see, God is the same. He has never changed at any time. If we approach him rightly, just as we read in the script, the message. Brother said, if a man was sick yesterday and he approached God on a basis and God healed him on that basis, if the second man come another time and come on the same basis, God is obligated to heal that man. Praise the Lord. If not, God is not the same. But our God is the same. It is we that our faith is not enough. May God help us. Okay. So this sermon, Israel and the church, like I said, Brabham said, preach it part 1 to 5. So we just pick some key things in the sermon. Brabham said, he said he had been accused to be a typologist. He said, he is a typologist. He said, he ties the old with the new. He said, because the Bible says that the Old Testament is a shadow of the real thing that is to come. And the, okay, let's go to Hebrew chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Okay. For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the thing, can never with those sacrifices which the offer year by year, continually, made the common dear unto perfect. Verse 2. For then will they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience for sin. The sacrifice that they made every year was just a shadow of the real thing that is to come. Praise the Lord. And the real thing has now come. But we look at that shadow and compare it with the new. That is exactly what this sermon is all about. Israel and the church. But Abraham divided the journey of this Israelites into three places. Israel in Egypt, Israel in the wilderness, Israel in the promised land. Israel in Egypt, the Bible says that they were what called what? The people of God. When they left Egypt, they become the called out ones, which is now the church of God in the wilderness. And in the promised land, when they got to the promised land, that is where all their battles ceased. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Abraham said, if you want, before we go to looking at this church, we have to come back to where it actually originated. Where did it originate? It originated in Abraham, their great-great-grandfather. Brother Abraham says, God called Abraham by election. God did not call Abraham because Abraham was good. God did not call Abraham because Abraham was a fine man, or because Abraham was worshipping God. That was why God called him. Abraham was an idol worshipper. It was not because he was good that God called him. God called him because God elected him. Praise the Lord. And every child of God that is called today, they are called on the same basis of election. Not because you are good, not because you have done anything, but because that God elected you and called you to be his son and daughters. Praise the Lord. God called by election. It's not by what you have done or what your great-great-grandfather has done. No. But God elected you and called you. Praise the Lord. And that is why I often say, if that got you, will he abandon you on the way? Praise the Lord. If God calls a man, and the man knows it is God that has called him, it is praise the Lord. And Brother Abraham taught us the calling that the promise or the covenant that God made with Abraham was not, if you do this, I will do that. It is an unconditional covenant. Praise the Lord. And every true child of God is on the same covenant this day. Hallelujah. We will see how it is unconditional. Praise the Lord. Then, just for the service, we are coming. There are great things to see in this sermon. God will help us. When God called Abraham, remember, just as we read, Brother Abraham said, God did not fully bless Abraham until he separated from everything that is unbelief. God called him. He took his father along. God called him. He took Lot along. And of course, his wife is himself. Praise the Lord. But the father caused trouble. Brother Abraham said, another son, father was a hair in his biscuit. And Lot also was a fly in the ointment. But until Abraham, because remember, the call that God called Abraham was divided, we can divide into three. He said, separate yourself from your country, from who? Your kindred, and from your father's house. Those are the three things that God said in that calling. Separate yourself from your country, from your kindred, and from your father's house. And I will take you to a land that I will show you. But his father was his what? His father was father's house. Lot was his what? His kindred. They went with him. Not until Abraham obeyed God fully. Abraham said God did not fully bless Abraham. So Abraham taught us that every child of God that is called, we've got to separate from everything that is called unbelief. Not until then, we can't receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. That's what Abraham said, that if God ever fill a man with the Holy Ghost on the basis of Acts 2:38, any man that come on the same basis, if God did not fill him, he then maybe God made mistake. But God doesn't make mistake. The fault is ours. Praise the Lord. The promises of God, like I said, the promise of God is God. Because God, Jesus Christ is word, and God is his word. So we've got to take that promise and hang, the Bible said we can hang our souls on it. May God help us. Then, may I say this as we close? But I say you cannot bluff it. We can't bluff it. That word has to anchor in our hearts. And when it is anchored, the Bible says it is what? Set to. Praise the Lord. But don't forget, the Bible says that faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing the word of God. If we don't hear the word of God, we don't stay under the atmosphere of the word of God, how can the word of God anchor in our hearts? If we come to church, our mind is far away from what is being said. How can the word of God anchor in our hearts? If the word of God is coming to us and we are reciting it, what is he saying? How can that word anchor in our hearts? If the word of God is coming to us and we are thinking about our business, how can that word anchor in our hearts? May God help us. You see, God is not a man. One, God is not a man that will lie. Neither is son of man that he will repent. And God is not a man that is looking at our faces. God is looking at our hearts. The condition of our heart to any divine promise of God is open to God widely. So, that is why the fault is not on God's side. There is nobody that can accuse God of anything that God has made a promise and he didn't fulfill. No human being can accuse God of that. We are the one that need to change our attitude to God's word. May God help us. The way God dealt with the children of Israel is the same God, is the same way he's dealing with every one of us today. Now, when they left Egypt, what did the Bible say? The Bible says that Christians or genuine believers left Egypt. Was that what the Bible said? Was that what the Bible said? No. The Bible says mixed multitude. And the mixed multitude are the troublemakers. The mixed multitude are the one that did not get to the promised land. The two real believers got to the promised land. Oh, there are a lot of things we'll see in this sermon. May God help us. You see, we've got to be certain of ourselves. Who am I? Am I a made believer? An unbeliever? Or a true, genuine believer in the promises of God? Because Brother Brown taught us that be sure of these things, that your sin will find you out. Their sin find them out. It was because of their unbelief that they couldn't get to the promised land. The unbelievers and the made believers, the mixed multitude. But the true believers, they got to the promised land. Why? It's there in the sermon. May God help us. Let's bow down our heads. Who are we? Are we true believers? Are we made believers? Are we unbelievers? Just following, pushing along. We've got to be certain of who we are. May God help us. God bless you, sir. The promises of God are yea and they are amen. There is no nay with the promise of God. Promises of God. The promises of God is true. The promise of God is dependable. The promise of God, we can hang our souls on it. The promise of God is, how do I say it again? The promise of God, God has never failed anyone. And God will never fail anyone. We can hang our souls on that word. And God will make it to come to pass in our lives. Let's commit ourselves unto him. Is there any aspect of the promise of God that we are not sure of? Is it God that said it? Did God actually mean it? Is it true? Can it be? Those are doubts. Those are unbelief. But the word of God should anchor in our hearts. And we should be sure that the word of God is God. There is no iota of doubt with God's promises. Let's commit ourselves to Him. How do we take the promises of God? I am the Lord, I change not. If the people of old can take this same God, the way they took Him and they got results, why not we today get us a greater result than they got? Because this same God is the same. They took God at His word. They held on to the promise of God. And God vindicated that promises in their lives. Why can't we the same today hold on to that same God who made the same promise that we are holding on to, that He fulfilled and performed in their lives? Why can't we hold that same God the same way they had Him and get a better result? Because they were worshiping God in the shadows. But we are worshiping God in the reality that God ordained to be for this end time. If He is the same God, He didn't change then, and is not changing now. He's still the same God. He still answers prayers. If we hold on to Him for the Holy Ghost baptism, as if we hang our soul on it, He will bring it to manifestation in our life. Any other thing we hang our soul on that is God promises, God cannot fail. Let's call on this God, because He's a real God. It's not a God. It's not just a God of history. It's a God of the present tense. It's a present tense God. He doesn't change. He's the same. Let's call upon him as the people of God called upon Him. We have a great cloud of witnesses than they a great cloud of witnesses we have today than they. So why can't we hold on to this God as a matter between life and death and get his promises fulfilled in our lives? May God help us. That is why we will not come to church at the time of prayer and sleep off. If we actually mean it that this God is God, we will not come to this prayer meeting and sleep off. If you are sleeping, it means that you don't believe that God is still here. You don't believe that that God that answers prayers is here. That is why you are sleeping on the prayer meetings. If you know that God is here, you will not sleep when you are asked to pray. How will a man sleep in the presence of the only one that can deliver him? How will a man sleep in the presence of the only one that can save him? How will a man sleep in the presence of the only one that can give him all that he's looking for? How will a man sleep? Tell me how the man will sleep in the presence of that kind of a man. Why do we come here and sleep? It means we don't believe that God is here. If you believe that he's here, we don't come here to sleep. We will pray with all our heart. We will pray our heart out to that God. For we know that he is a God of reality. We'll come and sleep. Do we believe that God is here? Are we in his presence? Are we sure that he's here? Or we are just believing maybe he's here, maybe he's not here? May God have mercy on us. The people of God held on to him. They got their promises vindicated unto them. Why can't we today? Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Anna worshiped God under the blood of bulls and goats and goats. Anna's petitions was so strong in her heart. One day she went to the altar and she was crying her heart out. Under the blood of bulls and goats and ram. Did God answer her? Did God answer her? That was under the blood of goats and bulls and ram. The blood under which we are serving the Lord today, the New Testament blood that we are worshiping the Lord today, is what? The perfect blood. If God answered them then, will he not answer us now? Jabez, call upon the God of Israel under the blood of bulls and goats and ram. Did God answer him? Daniel prayed under the blood of goats and bulls and ram. He called upon the name of his God, confessing his sin and the sin of his people. Did God send angel to him or not? The same God that did those things for those people then is still the same God we are serving. And we are serving him under the more perfect blood of his own son. If he was quick to answer them then, he's the same God that will answer us today. Or God made mistake, which God never makes any mistake. Is the same. It is the way we approach him. May God help us. If you want to be remembered in prayer this evening, let's determine in our hearts to serve this God. Because, brethren, I know that this God is real. We are not serving a virtual God. We are serving a real and perfect God who his promises are dependable, who we can hang our souls on his promises. If you want to be remembered in prayer this evening, why don't you raise up your hand to the Lord Jesus Christ, who can answer your prayers? As his servants, we commit us to God in prayer. God bless you, sir.
Our gracious Lord, we thank you for your word that we have just heard, a preamble or preparation to this message of Israel and the church. Are your prophet typed, Lord, the shadow to bring us the image of the new. Lord Jesus, we know your word is true. We know you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And your prophet have said that if you ever done anything for someone because he come to you on the basis of his faith, believing a promise that you have made, say you are obligated when the next person will come to also meet such a need, or you made a mistake the first time you have done it. Because you are infinite, you know the end from the beginning, you make no mistake. Lord, everything you do is perfect. Master, we want to commit ourselves into your hand, that you give us that positive faith and assurance in our heart to know that we are approaching the living God, the unchanging God, the faithful God, the God that keeps all his promises. We ask, O God, that to help us this evening, Lord, to believe with all our heart that we are part of that church that you are working upon, that we are the apple of your eyes. Lord, that we are your, O God, your subject, O Father, that you have gone to Calvary for, to pay, O God, for the redemption of our life. Master Jesus, may none of us have any other thing in their heart except this full faith of believing that they are your children, their Father. And as we present ourselves before you, whatsoever will be our need, O living God, whether Holy Ghost baptism, whether more of you, whether deliverance, whether healing, whether any blessing that we are trusting you for, O God, because we are your children, you say that you are rich to them that call upon your name. And you say, whosoever cometh unto you, you will never cast out, Lord. Master, as we approach your throne of mercy, may you be gracious to every one of us. Meet us at the point of our needs. You are the one that knows exactly what we have need of and the reason why hands are raised up. You are faithful. Lord Jesus, Help us, Heavenly Father, take away doubt from our heart, take away unbelief from our heart, take away fear from our heart. Give us this solid faith I have here on the chest that takes no for an answer, Father. All that will lay before you tonight, may we know it is ours, O God. May we believe with all our heart, Father. We have, just like your servant have said, a cloud of witnesses, Lord, all over the scriptures, even since the ministry of your prophet, O God, abundance of what you have done in that ministry. We can also not deny that even since we have believed you, O God, we have seen so many things you have done for us that prove to us that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. May you steer our faith with this, Father. May we approach with the faith, O God, and love, confidence, and assurance, dear Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Whatsoever we have it as individuals, may it be ours tonight, Lord. As we commit ourselves to you this hour of prayer that we are approaching, inspire us to pray. Take away sleep, O God. Take away double-mindedness, distractions, and whatsoever instrument the enemy might want to put across. Take it away from the way of everybody. May we pray before you, Lord, the way the people of old pray and you hear them. May we pray the same way, Father. When we do, may you hear our prayers. Thank you, eternal Father. Bless your servant and be with us as we continue the rest of the service. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I know he's able. He's able. I know he's able. I know my God is able to carry me through. Yes, I know. I know he's able. He's able. I know he's able. I know my God is able to carry me through. Oh, for he has healed the brokenhearted and set the captives free. Yeah. Oh, raise the dead and cause the blind to see. I know he's able, he's able. I know he's able. I know my God is able to carry me through. Oh yes, I know. Yes, I do.
He raised the dead and woke up on
Shall we bow our heads? Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be in church for this midweek prayer meeting. Dear God, your word is sure that where two or three are gathered together in my name, you promise to be there in their midst. And your prophet said that when we come to your house, we cannot return back the same way we come in. Say, see that we go better or worse. Lord, we believe that each time we come, we go better. Lord, because when your word is preached, your prophet said, cast out devils, demons of unbelief, demons of sicknesses, demons of uncertainty, demons of fear, and different demons. We are grateful unto you because we know that your word we have heard definitely have cast out demons. Lord, we thank you for the hour of prayer. We thank you, God, for the privilege that we have as mortal to speak to the mortal God, the one who brought us here on the surface of the earth, who knew the end from the beginning, who knew us before we were formed in our mother's belly, who knew all that we will go through and all that we will have need of. Lord, we have expressed ourselves unto you, Lord, in the way that we know how to. And we know that you have an hearing ear. And Lord Jesus, we know according to your word that when we have need of anything and we commit them to you in prayer, you say we should believe that we have received them. Say, because then shall we have them. Help us, Heavenly Father, Lord, to go in this mind that we have spoken to you, that we have laid our bodies at your feet, and we'll leave them there. We ask that you will give us faith to be in expectation of the manifestation of every one of our requests. May it be so unto us in the name of Jesus Christ. O God of heaven and earth, you told us also that we men ought always to pray and not to faint. Lord, this one we do here in the church is just a part of your word. Lord, as we go forth back to our homes, may we remain in the prayer mode. May our heart keep in tune with you. Night and day, may we never cease to commune with you. As we do, may we read the Lord, substance of our desires. May we receive, O God, our petitions, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Your servant you have used for this service, virtue no doubt has left him. We pray you recall him and replenish him and lift up the honor of his ministry. While we commit the rest of the week into your hand, we pray, O God, that you will be with us, protect us, students, workers, business people, travelers, watch over every one of us. Bless the tape service on Friday. Lord, those who may have to travel, watch over them and be with them. Lord, if Lord, you spare our life by Sunday, we gather here, send your blessing one more time. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, we once again pray for our pastor that you perfect his health. Lord, and restore him fully back to his post of duty. Continue to be the strength of the wife also and all your children. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we dismiss from here, we are not leaving your presence. May you go before us. May you go with us. Lord, whichever way each one of us will go back home, may your protection be upon us. May we enjoy the night wonderfully and wake up strong and healthy in the morning. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. We are grateful to the Lord for the privilege to be in church for the midweek prayer meeting. Bradley called me yesterday when we spoke. He did mention that they will be dedicating their church this Sunday, God willing. No, he didn't just say that one as part of our discussions. But today I saw a test message from Brother Femi. I'd love to know one of the ministers there that they'll be dedicating their church, and he said you are cordially invited. Later I asked him, is it personal invitation or is extending it to others? He said to others, he said, though you know that we too will be having our service. I say yes. Of course, definitely, I'm not going for for the dedication. I'm not. But Abba have indicated that he'll be attending. So let's pray that Lord will give them a wonderful time in the dedication and service. God bless you richly. God willing, by Sunday we are to meet physically for another time of fellowship. Shall we rise on our feet? We are able to go up until the country to possess a land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on our way to England, oh God, we surely give us victory. Let us move on. Oh, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. Hallelujah. Move on to the righteous. Oh, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. For we are able to go up. The giant may be on our way to England. Our God will surely give us victory. Sister, move on. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. Fight on the battle, brethren, for we come here not to stay. If we rise up to fight, we shall surely win. We shall meet on the rapture day. Fight on the battle, brethren, for we come here not to stay. If we rise up to fight, we shall surely win. We shall meet on the rapture day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, oh hallelujah. We shall meet on the rapture day. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Meet on the rapture day. Fight on the battle, brethren, for we come here not to stay. If we rise up to fight, we shall surely win. We shall meet on the rapture day. Fight on the battle, brethren, for we come here not to stay. If we rise up to fight, we shall surely win. We shall meet on the rapture day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah, oh hallelujah, we shall meet on the rapture day. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah, oh hallelujah, we shall meet on the rapture day. Meet on the rapture day.